We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... or maybe it's more like... altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
We gotta do it spy style.
The Loud House is on a mission to save the world in the ultimate spy movie.
This is our chance to be heroes. Be careful and remember to stay hydrated.
No Time to Spy, a new Loud House movie, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
With the $5 meal deal at McDonald's, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Price and participation may vary for a limited time only.
Hey guys, we just wanted to let you know that BetOnline is the presenting sponsor of the Dumb Dad Podcast. It is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, and boxing.
That's right. Every single stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. During the games.
During the games. And you know what wasn't on this list? Basketball. You know why?
That's right.
Celtics won.
That's right, because the Celtics won. There you go, Kev. You got
Sorry,
him in there.
Sorry, did I sneak that in there? Did I sneak that in? Oh, my gosh. That was an accident. I can't believe I just said that. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games.
That's right. Head over to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet online. The game starts here. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm also a dumb dad.
I don't know if you guys can notice. Things are different right now.
Yeah, that's right. We are not together.
Relax.
In spirit. Not physically, but in spirit.
We're not breaking up. This isn't some mutual separation. Evan's just out of town visiting family right now. Yep. That's quite all right. Before we get started and talk about our guest today, we want to remind you guys that we are going on tour.
That's
if you
right.
don't know already, we are going to Chicago, St. Louis, and Nashville. Chicago on August 5th, St. Louis on August 6th, and Nashville on August 7th.
You might as well just go get yourself the tickets, because you're going to hear about it a lot. Just come see us live. It's going to be such a fun show. We are working hard on putting it all together for you, the viewer, listener, fan, follower, whatever you want to call it, dumb parent. You know, it's all going to be part of the show. We're all going to acknowledge the fact that parenting is insane and hard, and we're going to laugh about all the mistakes together.
It is an amalgamation of what this podcast is and what our videos are. So we are going to do some stuff that you are familiar with. It is all original material, but we're going to talk about real life events. We're going to cover it all. It promises to be a fun show. There will be a Q&A. Okay, a little teaser.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can come and ask us the real questions we've been wanting to ask.
The hard hitting facts that you need
Not
to know
are
about.
You really dads? The answer is yes, we're really dads.
Yeah, we're really dads, yes.
But come on out to the show. There's a link for it in our show notes. There's links to it in all of our social media bio. Or you can just Google the Dumb Dads Live in Chicago, St. Louis, or Nashville.
Yeah, through City Winery. Yeah, through City Winery. It's going to be an awesome show. Can't wait to see you guys there.
We have a guest today.
We have a guest. Man, I am so excited to talk with this gentleman. His name's Gary Veeder, who is sharing his story from when he was a kid. His dad was a con man and got him into, they posed as all his dad's idea. They posed as like Sports Illustrated for Kids employees as like a young journalist. And he tells all this, his story of what it was like to be a kid when his son or his father is a con man and who is now a dad himself. And so the lessons that he learned as a little kid that he will take or not take with him as he becomes a father and starts talking to the world and how it works with his children.
Yeah, it was really great talking with him. Gary is a really great, funny guy. He's a stand-up comedian, so it was really easy to talk to. And it was we knew right away it was going to be an easy conversation because he was talking to us from his finished basement where his child plays. So.
Yeah.
There's toys in the background. We were like, all right, we got a dumb dad here. This will be good.
He was so easy to talk to. We probably could have talked to him for 3 hours. I mean, he couldn't have done that. His kids take naps and stuff like that. He had to get out of there. So
nice. Doing
it was a great conversation.
He wasted his nap on us.
Yeah.
But here it is. Enjoy our conversation with Gary Veeder. All right, guys, so our guest today is a New York-based comedian who has had appearances on Conan and The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, has recently released his stand-up special, It Could Be Worse, and is here to talk about his new podcast, Number One Dad. Everybody, please welcome Gary Veeder.
Hey.
Hello,
how's
Gary.
How's it going?
What's up,
Gary?
Guys?
Welcome to the Dumb Dad Podcast. How are you feeling today? Are you feeling dumb?
Yeah, I have. So where I do my, like, where my office is, I mean, my house isn't very big, but it's in the basement. And then that's, of course, like where like the kids play and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we split the time between me doing work and them playing. I have two kids. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. So I'm like in the, I'm like right in it.
In the thick
it's
of
a
it.
4-in-1. Okay.
Yeah. And like, so I'll do my work down here in this like basement and like I'll be writing dick jokes and then they'll be coming down here and then they'll be playing. So it's kind of a weird, combination of stuff.
It's great. But, you bounce ideas off of them.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the writer's room. You know,
I'm like, is this good? Like, what do you think about this one? It's fun and I'll hear like footsteps running upstairs and stuff and then you're still trying to get all your stuff done. But yeah, there's part of you that like wants, you know, you want to be up there, but you're also like, oh, I also have to like try and make a living. And it's definitely a hard balance, you know?
Yeah.
Do you guys do this from home? Like, are you at your place or is like you have an office? Right?
Yeah, we do this from home. It's funny because you mentioned in your stand-up special, It Could Be Worse, which is great, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Especially the title. It's a great runner that you have for the whole thing. It's good. Yeah. It's funny you talked about you had your kids during COVID.
Yeah.
Your first one, at least.
First one. Yep. Yeah,
and
it was a lot.
Yeah, it's been wild. We started doing this during the pandemic as well. We had this podcast before then, but we started making videos and stuff and just had to learn to work around the kids. And this is like bringing us back to the COVID times where the kids are out of school. They have to work around the silence. You can't really yell at them to be like quiet because you're quote working. It's like I'm wearing a bathrobe pretending it's 4 a.m.
Totally. I mean, like I'll go upstairs, you know, be like, all right, it'll be like a work from like 9:30 to 10:30. I'm like, all right. Then I go up at 10:30. I'm like, I'm ready for like lunch. But then I just like wait around for like 2 hours till like I'm really ready to eat. So you're just like killing time when you should be working. It's just so hard to just find that exact balance. But yeah, that I had my son during, well, my wife had him. I did absolutely nothing. So my wife, she was like taking care of him while I was like trying to work and everything. But it's like, yeah, figuring it out is just almost impossible because like you do, like I said, want to be there, but you have to work.
You have to work.
So hard.
I find that balance so funny sometimes, like when it's like, okay, now is the time that I've set aside to write something or go film something. But then sometimes it's like I'm staring at, you know, just like staring at a blank sheet of paper basically for like 45 minutes and or whatever. Like sometimes it's like, man,
yeah,
this isn't coming to me. Or like last night, I'm actually up at visiting my parents right now. Last night, I tossed and turned all night long. I had this idea. And then I was like, I need to wake up and write this down because I'm gonna forget the idea if I don't wake up and write it down. So sometimes like ideas totally. Will strike me when I'm not even. It's like I'm halfway conscious. I'm asleep basically. Or then sometimes yeah. I sit down.
Well,
at work
sometimes
and like,
sometimes you just need that like 45 minute buffer of like where you're like I'm gonna start work just to like decompress and like take a breather and yeah. then you're like, all right, now I can like start. Yeah, just because it's, you know, we'll get up like my wife, she wakes up a little bit earlier than me, fortunately, so she'll get up at like 6 a.m with the kids, and then I'll like, even though I'll go to bed like pretty late, I'll wind up getting up probably around like 6:45, 7, and then your day just starts immediately yeah. with the kids, so you're just trying to get a whole grip on it, and like she'll work out, so I'll be with them for, you know, the first few hours, and then I'll start work, and it's like you're already like behind, you feel like, because you're so tired. They make you so tired. I don't
you do just like sit in the room and just like, all right, this is when I'm supposed to work, but you're like exhausted from all of like the overstimulation you just had with your kids.
I
was going to ask you about that, like especially with your second, because your first was kind of during the pandemic. You just had to, we just all had to figure that out. But with your second, and I used to bartend, so I can kind of relate to this. Did you have to do a late night at the cellar? Are you going home and helping with night feedings, or were you just like, deuces, I'm going to sleep? Like, how did that work?
I would help out as much as possible, but but my wife really did. She like stepped it up and was like, she was just all like hands on deck. So,
yeah.
I mean, yes, I would help, but I'm like, I also like bathing them and things. Like, she's just so much better at that. Or like, she'll say that I use that as an excuse.
I was just
going
to say,
I'm like, you're like the
roasted.
Best at this. Yeah. Yeah. You're so good at this. Just keep doing all of them.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, no, I would say, yeah, I'm like, you're the best cook. Just keep doing it. And the way you do betting, nobody beats that. So like, but she was like, really like took charge of that. And and she's a stay at home mom. So like, you know, obviously it's not the easiest thing, but I have jokes about it in my act now about just a stay at home mom. I say like being a comedian is harder than that, but people don't like that in the beginning, but yeah, it's, you know, it is difficult, yeah. you know, what she does, and, just taking that into consideration and like telling her, like, you know, I appreciate it so much really does help go a long way. Cause we're trying to balance like work and then her being a stay at home mom. And of course she needs a break too.
100%. Yeah, 100%. You joked around in the special. You talk about your kids very, very little at the beginning of your latest special.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then you joked around about your friends saying, oh, you're going to have so much material, which is a question that we get a lot of, just like, how do you ever run out of material? Which, like, you don't. But are you trying to figure out how to walk that line? As somebody who's been doing comedy for a while, now you have kids, how are you treading that like that line of like talking about your kids, or are you just kind of like, let's go for it?
I mean, right now, especially like in the new stuff that I'm doing, I mean, I talk about them a good amount, and I have like, I've always had like a lot of wife stuff in general. So I feel like a balance between the two, but yeah, you know, you have to take in consideration, like they're going to be going to like school eventually. And then right now it doesn't necessarily matter. Like, their friends don't know what you do, but like, you don't want to be saying something that's like, they could be made fun of. And I mean, listen, kids can make fun of you for anything, but you're trying to keep it like somewhat respectable and, you know, but also, you know, it's comedy. And I think like my kids, I mean, my 4-year-old, I could tell more, but like, he's got a great sense of humor and like, you know, still, obviously they're very delicate, but like, yeah, you got to be careful with what you say, but he has he understands sarcasm to a point where right now it's like totally fine. I feel like at least the line that I'm treading.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely funny. We do get comments, and if you haven't, you will, where they're just like, well, they don't have kids. And it happens so much where you're like, all right, man, I guess I guess we can't joke around about things. I apologize right. about that.
In my special, I have a joke where I say, like, you know, we're teaching our, he was three at the time, but we're teaching him colors, and we're doing it with M&Ms. So I was like, oh, like, I wanted it to be a rewarding way. He gets it right. He gets to eat an M&M. And then I showed him a red one. And he's like, what color is that? He's like, green. I'm like, what, you know, showed him a blue one. I'm like, what color is that? He goes, yellow. And this goes on and on, and he doesn't get any right. And I tell my wife, I'm like, he didn't get any right. And she goes, oh my God, is he colorblind? I'm like, I hope he is, because if not, we've got ourselves an idiot. And like, so the whole joke is like, you know, that he's stupid. Yeah. And like, I would prefer him to be colorblind than to be, you know, like an actual like idiot. But, and you know, in the beginning he didn't get colors, and that's what gave me the idea. But like, you know, he does get colors. So I'm like, hey, this isn't going to kill him in life. So I'm like, this will be fine, you know? And it's a good joke. So I'm like, I'll sacrifice, you know, like pain that will cause them for the rest of their life to like a quality of joke. So there's a certain threshold.
Yeah. I got to pick your brain on this one because Evan and I are about to go on tour. And Evan cool. and I met doing live sketch comedy. Mm-hmm. And since we started doing this again, pandemic, all that stuff, it's all been online. So now we're kind of getting back to our roots. We're going live. How has that been now that you're a dad? You've been on the road quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You're probably still on the road pretty nonstop.
Yeah.
How, I mean, the joke is always, right, that the stand-ups don't, they hate the road, right? That you guys you get sick of the hotels. I assume that's true for you as well.
You get sick of it. I mean, certain cities are just so much more enjoyable than others, but you know, you're going to some duds, you know, like everything, everything can't be like, you know, Chicago or like, you know, California or like New, I mean, I live in New York, so where are you guys based at? Where do you live?
We're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, you know, LA is cool. Like, I mean, like there's some places that get you excited to go to, but like, you know, I'm not going to name them because I'll probably be back twice next year. But, but you go to, you know, the ones I'm talking about where you're like, oh my God, I got to go here. Yeah. And then
they know which
ones
you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. They know. Yeah. They're self-aware. They've been trying to get out. You know? They can't. They're trapped.
The one highway has been under construction for years.
Exactly. But yeah, I can't. They can't. You know, my kids get. I mean, my wife gets it, and like my older son, he's like understanding that I do have to obviously go out and do it. But so it does. But it doesn't make it easier to travel and like. But you got to do it. I don't mind the road when it's like. But you know, every time isn't like always the best time. You get homesick. I feel like. A lot of times when you go on the road for stand up, you'll be at a club and it's usually like 4 days, like out of the weekend, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then sometimes Sunday. But like, I'm at the point where it's like, if I could just do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's like ideal. The other, that one extra day just takes such a, it makes a huge difference in like how you feel. Cause then you're getting back on a Monday and maybe your flight's like delayed. It's like, and now it's like Monday evening. So now you really miss like 5 days, you know, and it's just so much extra. So you really take that in consideration.
Has that been made harder with kids or is it like, phew, sweet vacation?
definitely not like, because it's also like I finally have quiet to like really get work done, so I do try and make the most out of it. Like, you know, I'm there for shows. I'll have, you know, on a Thursday you have one show, on a Friday, Saturday you have two shows, so before you know it, like, you know, you wake up, maybe sleep in a little bit later, and then you're like, you kind of have to do some work and, you know, maybe get some exercise in, and before you know it, it's the show. So it's like you still have like you have more time because you don't have your, you know, your kids around to get your work done, but before you know it, it's showtime and you're trying to make the most of that.
You can get the work done in a row when you're not being bothered for a snack or, you know,
telling
on somebody or whatever.
you're just like, I have so much time, and then you take a nap, and you're like, you almost missed the show.
I ruined it.
Yeah, there's that. There's definitely that as well. Let's get into the podcast. Your podcast, not ours. I'll be honest. When we were told to promote another podcast about dads, we were like, absolutely not.
Yeah. But it's, it doesn't make any sense.
But it's a limited series, so we'll go for it.
That helps. Yeah, that helps. I know that helps in like helping out another podcast. But it's weird because my YouTube, it's a YouTube special, the stand up special. I don't know if you said that called It Could Be Worse. But then the podcast, it's on whatever you know, wherever you get your podcast. It's not on, that's not actually, can't be found on YouTube, but all audio, it's all audio, and it could be found, you know, on any streaming, is it streaming platform? Is that what you call it?
Anywhere Dreamer. You get podcasts, the number there one dad. It's 10 episodes, right? As of right now, this recording, there's three episodes.
Three episodes in.
I've binged them all. It's great.
Thanks.
Genuinely, it's an awesome podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 24 years since my dad and I last talked, and he was a con man, and he was involved in a whole bunch of different things, and some of those cons he involved me in, and the main one, which kind of is like where the story picks up from, is me reflecting on my childhood of this main con that we did, which is where I impersonated a Sports Illustrated for Kids reporter, and he impersonated a Sports Illustrated for Kids photographer, and we would go to Madison Square Garden as these people under this disguise, and he would call ahead, get us press passes, and we'd go to a whole bunch of games for free. And then I'd go into the locker room and I interview the players, and I met Michael Jordan that way. He was the biggest one that I ever met, but I interviewed him and then got an autographed card, and we did this for over 4 years and never got caught. And this was just like how my dad operated. Everything he did was a scam. And the podcast basically is me trying to understand more so about like why he made these decisions and get a better understanding of who he is and make sure that I remember it correctly, because it happened when I was younger and I stopped talking to him, like you said, like when I was 15. And I want to make sure I got like the whole story straight and make sure that I had good reason to cut him off. And also to find out like what he's up to today. And that's where the podcast like is treading towards is hopefully a meeting with my father and sitting him down and asking him these questions that I've been wanting to ask and that I've asked people throughout the podcast, like these different scenarios that took place, to get his opinion on it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's, or maybe it's more like, altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
Interesting, yeah, it's your story, because when you're growing up, you're a little kid, this is your dad, and when you, I mean, like, especially like in the 90s, there's no internet of things or anything like that, right? So your dad is your dad. You may, for the most part, assume this is how all families or other dads operate. I mean, you can only like this is like what a family is or be.
Yeah.
Or, I'm assuming to a certain
extent. All you know is from like TV, really. You're not like, you know, I couldn't Google dad and then it would be like, this is what dad is supposed to be. Or like, you know, now you could get like a million. Yeah, you could have went to library and like I was going to take a 15-year-old kid taking out a self-help book on like how to be a father. It would be, you know, an interesting dynamic. But this is like, you weren't searching for anything. You kind of, what you had is what you had. And my dad was like, oh, I thought, you know, parents argued all the time and like it's, and they like, they'll have blowouts and, I would whatever, be pissed at my dad constantly because that's the thing that you're supposed to be with your dad. That's just the relationship you're supposed to have. And I felt that everybody was, you know, somewhat had an idea for screwing somebody over because this is what people do in life. Because that's, my dad would teach me, like, oh, to get past certain things, you kind of have to cut corners. And that was just the way that he operated. But yeah, you couldn't look that up anywhere. You couldn't find out, as silly as that is, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. We were just not as knowledgeable, and you kind of just took with whatever you were given. You kind of just went with it.
It's wild. I think the podcast is so good, and it's really well crafted. I'm not going to try to give away any spoilers. People should go listen to it. I will say I do like the aspect of, you have your therapist on there. And your wife. And I think there's something to be said about that. It's definitely good to have your support system in the podcast, because it is very raw. You narrate what happens throughout it, clearly in post, but the real interviews that are happening in real time with certain people, those are happening in real time. And it was good that you had your support system. I really like it. You had your therapist on there for kind of a legitimacy of just like, what am I doing? Is this a good idea? Like, just adding that, speak to that.
Yeah, so that my therapist was actually my wife's and my marriage counselor. So we like, it was somebody I was familiar with. So when I went into the podcast, like I wasn't in therapy until the start of the podcast. So I was starting to, I reached out to, her name's Babita. I reached out to Babita and I asked her if I could see her again and like say that, and I told her that I was doing the podcast, and what it is going to be potentially reconciling with my father, and she remembered like hearing about it when we were in couples counseling, because obviously it comes up, because that's somehow that just winds up being part of your issues with your wife, is like your relationship with your dad.
Imagine that.
So it was nice to have somebody familiar with the situation, and she welcomed it. And as I was going through with the podcast, now we recorded all the episodes, so like obviously I know what happens, but the where we're at right now in three, it's like I'm seeing her and I'm talking to her as it's going on, and everything that like I have to go to talk to my mom about my dad for the first time, and we haven't talked about him in those 24 years, and bringing up his name is a huge deal, and she guides me through it, and she also kind of ask the questions of like, why are you doing this? Like, what makes you want to like go find your father? What are you afraid to find if you find, something, and are you okay with whatever, that is? And so she asks these questions, and you're kind of, just like regular therapy. I mean, it is, I'm doing the same thing that I'm doing. Yes, I'm being recorded, but it's like my real emotion towards the situation, because it's happening as we're going through it.
It's astounding to me that you, at 15, you decide to basically, separate yourself from your father. That's a pretty mature thing for like a 15-year-old, who, what I would still think is a kid, to decide to do.
Right.
I would probably still struggle to make up big decisions like that.
I know, for sure. What I think at 15 is what I felt like I was like a veteran at that point, because felt like I'd been through so much of my father's that it kind of made me like this grizzled veteran, where I'm like, I felt wise beyond my years. Like, I really did. I felt like I knew how the world works, because I was able to see it through him, and that things aren't what they seem. And now I realize, like, not only is what my dad was showing me, the world isn't what it seems, and that people, could pull one over on one another, but like my own father isn't what I wanted him to be, and what what I wish he was. So I'm like, it was easy for me to like make this kind of like adult decision or major decision at 15, that I'm like, this is like not my guy.
Yeah, I think that happens a lot with parents that aren't pulling their weight. The kids are forced to grow up faster than they honestly should or want to, or any of that stuff. So
as a 15-year-old, between the ages of when my dad and I were running this sports scam was between the ages of like 9 to 14, from the years 1992 to 93 season to around like 97. And we're doing this and going through all this stuff. And, I knew, like, obviously I look back and I'm like, oh, I'm a young kid, but I didn't realize how, as silly as it is, like how young I was until like now people have reached out and they're reaching out because they have kids, and they're like, oh my God, this is so brave that you're doing this about your father. And I realize it's because they have kids that are the same age as me that was going through this. And you just realize like, no, it's such a terrible thing for a kid to go through, even though it's cool, the sports stuff, but being around somebody who's lying and this is supposed to be this role model, it's like kind of just takes a good chunk of like the joy of your childhood out of it. And I definitely took me time to process that as as I've gotten older. But like, you know, and it stinks, but it is what it is. And it gave me this, you know, cool story so that I'm trying to run with. And but yeah, it is it's sad when it's like you're like, oh, you're so precious at this ripe age of like nine, you know, at 9 years old, and you're so impressionable, and like you don't want to, you want to keep that innocence.
I have sort of a two part question about that. Do you have any idea like why your dad was like that, where he got it from, or like did he have friends like that were kind of always conning people? And the other part of it is like when he is such an impressionable thing to do to a kid. So did that build distrust in from your eyes, like the world, like don't trust the world because there are people out there like that. Do you find it hard to trust people, or like how did that part of it?
Yeah, totally. Well, I'll do a dumb dad thing here because I know you gave me two questions. I'll forget this. I'll do one and then I'll forget the second question as I'm going through it. But as far as like what made him do it, he had this compulsion to lie. Like he's always loved to lie. So it's like you're not looking at somebody who like is picking it up from somewhere. Yeah, he learned his own tricks along the ways, but it's somebody who doesn't care about the consequences. And eventually, like all of us, we care. You tend to care about the consequences as you get older. But a true person who is going to be able to cut corners and not care is somebody who just doesn't care about the consequences. And you could do that a lot more successfully if you're not worried about what the fallout's going to be. So what made him do it is he just... the love for it. Like you guys love doing what you're doing, you know, and it's like same, and I'm enjoying stand-up comedy and performing like you guys. And that was his passion. That's where he focused his energy. And I'm not kidding. I forgot that second question.
What was that? Like he sort of shows you that you can get away with stuff. You can, you know, there's the possibility out there.
And I wouldn't have, I lost trust in people. I completely do. I would doubt people. Like as soon as you meet people, I'm like, this person's full of this person's, you know, like this person is just like not, you know, again, like I would say my dad's not my guy. I would say this person's not my guy. And like whether they were or maybe I'm wrong, but to me, it was always safer to say that this person's not a good person. This person's BSing. Now, listen, we all lie. We all BS, whether it's some people a lot smaller than others because you're trying to hype yourself up. You know, you lie when you say, how are you doing? You're like, oh, I'm doing good. But meanwhile, you could have just like, you know, buried your dog, like that's sad, but like, you know, like just something just so you're gonna keep it moving, like you just don't want to tell somebody that. So I don't know why I went to that, but I was just, you know,
we all gotta bury a dog someday.
yeah So you're like, I just buried a dog. You're like, me too. It's like, oh, all right, that's great. Everyone has that in common.
I don't even know whose dog it was. I was just
it's so funny because people probably ask you all the time, did that must have had an effect on you right before you go on stage and do stand-up comedy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, everybody at stand-up, I feel like, you want to say everybody, but like, yeah, I would say most stand-up comics, they have something that like happened, like, you know, and it carries you and it makes you able to get up there in front of people and not care about, you know, you care about, obviously you want it to go well, but like, there's something about you where you're like, I don't care. Like, even if it goes bad, it's not the worst thing in the world. You know, I've had worse things. And maybe that helps. You know, it's like a little bit of armor.
And you also probably have to deal with like all your comic friends just giving you the hardest time about this podcast. Just being like, he let you meet Michael Jordan. He can't be that bad.
Yeah. My buddy Sam Morrell yesterday, he's like, I'm going to make a podcast called Number Two Dad. And like, I'm like, okay. Like, he's just, you know, busting my balls. But yeah, like you're just like, it's just like, you know, but everybody, you know, people are actually, comics are like so great and Sam's awesome. And like, you know, telling people about it and a lot of, like all my friends, they've been in my corner about like the whole situation, because it's different than stand up. You know, it's, I'm telling a story. It's like we're so used to like comics releasing comedy specials, and and it's awesome. But yeah, it kind of is a different creative thing that I've never done before. But it's a story that I've always wanted to tell, and I was waiting for the right time to tell it, and it felt right when I had a kid, because it's just like such a balance where here, you know, being a dad is such a selfless thing. And I've said this, you know, before, but it's like you really just you have to put yourself you know, on the back burner for your kids, and like they have to take, you know, precedent. And that's what was kind of lost, and like what I was amazed with, like that my father just never took that stance. You know, he just didn't want to, he didn't want to be second. He wanted, you know, he wanted to be first. And then, you know, if his kids could benefit, that's great. But the primary thing was, it always seemed like it was himself.
Yeah, you definitely spoke to that. Especially, I thought that one of the most interesting things you said early on in the podcast was how when you met, like, it's either Michael Jordan or it was the Rangers game, that your dad wasn't as stoked about it in the way, because he was just like, he was stoked about what he was doing. Yeah. It was like, you know, it was like kleptomaniacs. They like, they don't love what they steal. They love stealing. And that kind of aspect of it.
The rush. Yeah, they like the rush. And yeah, he would, you know, he was more about like getting through than it was about meeting. Like, so is the smile on my face, you know, was that like the real reason? And, you know, that's a question that like that sticks out. And that's something that I want to ask him, you know, like, is that what were you doing it really for? Like, because from the outside, it seemed like it was just primarily like, just you feeling good about pulling one over. You know, and we would go to these games, and like, you know, going to a sporting event with your dad, as you know, especially as a son, or you know, just as your family, you guys are sitting together as a family. And my dad and I would go to these games, and we weren't sitting together, never sitting together, because he was off taking photos like through the glass or on the court, and then I would find like a random seat that he would get for me, or I'd be up in the press area. So I'd be around the garden walking around by myself from 9 to 14 years old, which is crazy when you think about it. So yeah, and I remember walking around Madison Square Garden during the Stanley Cup, and like I'm just doing all these things that, you know, you're like, I mean, in New York City, kids are walking around like not, but in groups. And like, I'm just this lone kid, and you're very, very few kids are at the game seven of the 1994 Rangers Stanley Cup. It just is like, it's an adult thing to go to. It's such a crazy ticket. But yeah, I was there and just strolling around, like, you know, like I belong there.
That's incredible. It's a great podcast. I have one more question, and then we can move on to. Do you have a dumb dad moment?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. I have a few. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good.
So I got one more question, and then we can move on to that. Will you play your father in the movie?
Yeah, you know, that's I would love to. Or if it's like based off of, if I was to say, if it was based off of me, now, you know, it would be myself, and then we'd get somebody like. You know, I don't know. I like Ben Stiller a lot, but I that's one person that comes to mind of like being my dad. But like, I mean, there's so many people. Like, yeah, but I'm open. If somebody wanted to make this, I'd be anything. You know,
I'd be like one of the guards. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. When I would tell people this story, they're always like, "Oh, this is such like a movie or a TV show," because there's so many different like. Levels to it, you know. You got the sports cons, but you also got this like family that was growing up and just really pretending to be something that they weren't, while their dad is just conning. Like, we were living in this nice community, but like our dad, you know, he had jobs, but he's ripping people off in the process, and you're just like waiting for the shoe to fall, so to speak, because you don't know when the next time he's going to be in court and this business is going to be shut down.
Wow. It's a great podcast. It really, the production or editing, I don't know the words for it, but it's akin to Serial. It's really good. Every episode ends with like, all right, where's the next one? So
I'll
be looking forward to the fourth one. It's really, really great.
I appreciate it.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's, or maybe it's more like, altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
So let's move on to our Dumb Dad moments. Yep. This is the part of the podcast where we just talk about, you know, for you, it can be an all-timer. It doesn't need to be of the week, but where you went really wrong as a parent. Evan, do you want to kick us off to start?
You know, I traveled with my kids. It wasn't my fault, but when we bought tickets to fly here, it was like, certainly when we booked the flight, there was like, it was a smaller flight. And so we were like really trying to schedule, okay, this is great. It's two seats per side of the plane. So my wife and I are like, well, we can't really sit next to each other. Obviously we have two kids, so we'll sit, my son and I will sit behind you guys. And then it gets, the plane gets upgraded or whatever you want to call it, a bigger flight. So they're going to, accommodate more people. So now it's three seats. And so my wife and I are still sitting. My wife and I got stuck in the middle seats because now they've added, now the flight's bigger. So on the way here, my wife and I are sitting in the middle seat, and not necessarily a dumb parenting moment in the fact that like we could have controlled it. But then you find yourself stuck in the situation, like very awkwardly, like, sorry, we have to go to the bathroom now. And it's like that awful feeling of like being responsible for this. Now I'm responsible for this person's comfort as well as my son's comfort.
Yeah.
It just wasn't like a great situation overall. And then I'm like kind of mismanaging, like stop drinking so much water. Like we can't go to the bathroom a bunch of times.
Taking kids to a bathroom on a flight. Have you done that, Gary? It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Oh yeah. Well, so my youngest one, so he's one, but we flew to Savannah like as a family like a few months ago, and that was just like he had a meltdown on like both flights. We tried like, you know, everything, like where we left late, so we like hopefully he would sleep, and then he didn't sleep, and it was just like such a mess of like a screaming baby on like we had the screaming baby on the flight, and we had it twice, and he was just, our 1-year-old is such, he's a difficult one. Our older one was so much easier. And always. So you see this, like, he's a terrorist on the flight. And we were just like, yeah, we were like, I know.
As long as you don't say that on the flight.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
yeah.
Buddy.
He was going, and then he, like, it was so bad. And we had, my wife, like, would be holding him, and then she'd be, like, so frustrated, and then she'd give him to me. And I'm like, I don't want, you know, I just wanted to open up the emergency thing and throw him out. But I didn't.
You're on a Boeing, it would have happened anyway.
But surprisingly, like we were around like really nice people, like, and it's luckily Savannah from New York, it's like a 2-hour flight, so it's not the longest. But yeah, if you get into like that air, like the hours of like, you know, like three plus, people start getting really annoyed because they're looking to sleep, and I get it, and but thank God we had nice people, because and we were the ones more stressed out because you just don't want to be those people.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person. And it's funny, every time I've been around kids when I didn't have kids, they would give me like an extra bottle of booze when I'd order it. And then there was one time, I think, where my son was being, same thing. He's my second, and he was being a lot on a flight. But then we kind of got him a little calmed down, and then the flight attendant came by, and I ordered an alcoholic beverage, and she gave me two. And I was like, that's nice, but I do have to take care of this kid.
Yeah.
Let's not booze it all up. But thank you. I will keep this.
Yeah.
But it, but the bathroom thing is tough with a 4-year-old. So, like, man, you know, we'll go in there, and it's like you're just like, don't touch anything. Oh. And you're like, I'm like picking him up and like tilting him, and then like there's like turbulence, and it's just like you're just shaking. You know, you're trying everything that he's like, so he doesn't like touch anything and make it dirty, and like you just feel, you know,
gross.
You feel gross after being on like in a small airplane bathroom. But yeah, and I'm a germaphobe too, so I'm like trying to like just, you know, like extra, yeah.
Yeah, I had to change my – I never had to change my daughter. I only changed one of my kids on a flight when they were in diapers. I had to like – I'm 6'3", and I had to go into one of those bathrooms during turbulence, change a diaper. So like they have little folding tables there that come down, and I had to do that. And I remember the only way I could do it efficiently was to like lock my lock my legs – and push my head up against the ceiling so that I was locked in place and just like hold the kid and just kind of wedge myself. It's not, I get it. Like a flight is just, it's a faster way to get somewhere. I don't want to blame him too much for it being as inefficient as it is.
No, yeah. But
there's plenty of opportunities to make a bunch of mistakes, which will happen.
Yeah. My, I'll give you my dumb dad moment. Mine was, so this week we, you know, my kids have been on break. They've been on school break. And my wife and I are both in the content creation business. That's what we're doing right now. So we're kind of spending this time while my wife's going to start a job back up in production soon. She's kind of giving me this time to, you know, to kind of get more, like you said, to give me time to go into this room and waste that time that I was supposed to be writing and come out. And she's like, how productive? I was like, dude, I was so productive. I watched I watched like 8 clips from a TV show on TikTok that I'll never watch.
It's work.
Yeah, it's work. It's all, I'm taking it all in. But it's funny. It's been like, it's been a weird cycle because I started all of this being a stay-at-home dad. So I was going to all of the story times at the library. I was going to all the, like, you know, kids gymnastic, you know, those little like, ours are called My Gym, and they have like all the kid gymboree kind of places, going to all the doctor's appointments, going to everything. And now I'm kind of like taking the back seat of my wife's like currently playing with the kids right now while we're doing this. And it's definitely like a weird shift. You know, you feel a lot of guilt. I think I come out kind of like what you were saying before about going upstairs 2 hours before lunch, just kind of like taking your lunch break. I'll come out and she's like, what's up? And I was like, I don't know. I just felt bad being in there for a while. And she's like, go back, go back to work. So it's definitely been this like guilt thing. And then this, so this past weekend we went to my parents and they live in the Palm Springs area, the desert, and they got like a pool because you have to. Because it gets to 120 degrees there.
Yeah.
Like this.
They have an out, it's an outdoor bath. That's basically what it is.
You know, so my daughter, we were at my parents', we're swimming, and she wants to race me. And here's the thing. 6'3", but no athletic prowess at all.
Yeah.
She, not, also somebody who didn't follow in their dad's footsteps. and, but yet at the same time, I still have that like arrogant, yeah, why not? I could do that kind of dumb dad attitude about things. And my daughter wanted to race me in the pool. She had flippers on. And it was one of those things that I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's race. And like the first time we race, it's pretty close. and then we did like a best of 5. And I was being such a tryhard. And I just remember like we were changing like the strokes up because she's taking swim class. So then they're like, all right, do the butterfly, which like me doing the butterfly is probably similar to like a person drowning. So I'm doing this and like racing. Now I'm trying to win. Now I'm like, I can't let my kids beat me. Like I'm being that guy.
Yeah.
And I we're wearing goggles and I'm going for it. And I barely beat her.
How old are your kids?
She's 8. Yeah. And my son is 5.
Okay.
I could still mop the floor with him, dude. He doesn't stand a chance.
You need this.
I just kind of push him under, and then I go. But my daughter, it's getting close with flippers. And see, I even have to say with flippers. I can't even, like, I'm the worst. And
you can't admit it.
This is like, what a loser. And it was funny. We did the butterfly stroke, and I remember I came up, and the whole pool because again, I have no, I didn't take swim. The whole pool is doing this.
Right.
And like my whole family is watching, my parents and my wife, and they're all just like, Kev, relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I had to just be, and then I was like, she has flippers on. And they were like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have flippers. You're 6'3".
Right.
And
right.
I was like, they don't move the same. And it's just funny. It's just sad. It's just sad. The things like the things you hold on to things you never even had in the first place as a dad.
Yeah. You bought yourself a trophy after just, just anything to feel good.
It's like, did anybody film it? I want to edit that.
Well, you know, it's funny. Yeah, I'll play my oldest and like, you know, stuff and even the youngest. But it's like, you know, just like whatever, the little like Tykes hoop, basketball hoop. And like,
you're
just shooting it. And like, you know, every once in a while, like he just goes in and like, I just, you know, just reject it. Like there's no reason for it other than like my own like thing to make myself feel good.
That's
I can just like, you know, just swat it. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's my, so that's my, everybody has a pool. So, you know, so we all, you know, whatever, however you want to call it. So we're all doing something where you're just like, oh, like I'll race my kid and like, yeah, I'll let him win this one. And then I'll just beat him the next two at, you know, the next two. So I take the two out of three, you know, so it's like, whatever I could do to let him know that I, you know, I still got him.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had like, so, I mean, a dumb dad moment. It's like, it's, it happened, I mean, really just yesterday where, you know, you get to ask these questions and like now my, you know, my 4-year-old, he's just more, he's just more intuitive to like things and like how something works. And I don't know how anything works. So he just yesterday asked like how the, like when the sun goes down, like where, you know, does it go? And like, you know, like, and I'm like, I, you know, my wife was there too. And then she started saying something and I'm like, you don't know, you're dumb, like you're as dumb as me, like we don't know. And this is why, you know, he doesn't understand colors, like, no, but because we don't know, like you're better just saying, I'm just better off saying like I don't know this, like I don't know any, like I don't know that stuff. So I'm like, I you know, I just don't know these things, like, so you just I'm like, you know, maybe if you like it that much, just like read about it somewhere. Like I don't know what to say, because it's like, yeah, listen, where does that sun go? It goes down. And then it comes back up. I mean,
it goes
there's
to
nobody
sleep.
Like, I know there's like more words that could be used to like describe that, but there is nothing like it goes down, guys, and then it's back up. I mean, there's, I don't know,
I think
you
there's
know?
Just as much, as so, silly as it may seem, it's just as much power in knowledge and teaching your children that it's okay to say you don't know something, you know, like rather than make it up, because the older he gets, as you did, you'll like sniff out the bullshit. If you're trying to make something up on the spot, he's going to be like, you don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Yeah, then he did, and then he, right after that, he did the, he goes, and then like with the phone, he goes, how are we able to talk to somebody that's not here? And I'm like, just shut the up. Just stop.
You say, how about this? You tell me what color the sun is, and I'll tell you where it goes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was, don't
so,
look at
it was so, it, yeah, no, just the questions where you're like, if anything, you're, I felt fine about myself leading up to that point where he started, you know, when he starts asking questions about how something works, and you're like, I don't know, there's things I should sort of know. Like, even the phone is really, it's crazy. It's like, you the do phones. Not, there's nothing to, like, how could I, how are we even talking to each other? Doesn't even make sense.
No.
None of it makes sense. Let's just.
None of it.
It doesn't, I don't, you know, there's a camera. What does that even mean that shows you where you are?
It's the stuff you have to explain to little kids is so funny, because sometimes it is like the most simple question. Like something like, how does a phone work? It's like, I don't know. I don't even know how it was thought of in the first place. Let's talk about that.
I don't know how it works, but I get pissed when it's not working well.
Yeah.
Which is so unfair.
It made more sense when a phone had like wires and you were like, all right, the wire from this goes through here and then the voice travels through that.
My voice spins.
And then they got rid of the wires, you guys. They went wireless. And it, now it, so the wires weren't, did the wires even do anything to begin with? Who knows? But
that's
up.
When we all, the cell phones came out. That's when we realized, I don't know how a walkie talkie works.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. They just redid the walkie talkie.
They just redid the walkie talkie. They just made a better walkie talkie. But yeah. Gary, thanks for coming on again. The podcast is called Number One Dad. You have this YouTube special out. It could be worse. Can't recommend enough. Everybody check all those things out. The podcast is wherever you can find podcasts, and the special is up on YouTube.
Yeah, distributed by iHeartMedia, Will Ferrell's mm-hmm. Big Money Players Podcast Network, and there are new episodes every Monday, yeah?
Yeah, so new episodes every Monday. It's in the true crime category. It's funny. It's heartwarming.
It's great.
You know, it's about reconciliation with my con man father, who I haven't spoken to in 24 years.
Incredible.
Love it. And, yeah. Can't wait thank to you keep for listening.
I think it's on behalf of people that listen to you and listen to your story, like, thank you for sharing the story.
I looked at it as like kind of like therapeutic. I mean, like we talked about, mm-hmm. I see a therapist in it, but like therapeutic that I could like finally get it out and saying like, you kind of want to tell your story a little bit and not just let it like, mm-hmm. you know, fall to the wayside. So I was hoping that people would enjoy it. And fortunately, you know, people are definitely taking to it.
Yeah.
I hope everybody listens to it. And thanks for coming on. Is there anything else that you want
to
plug?
Stand-up shows. I'm always doing stand-up. You could go to GaryVider.com. That's GaryVider.com. And, I got a whole bunch of shows this summer. And, it's always a good time.
Awesome, man.
Awesome. Well,
best of luck to you, and especially with a 4 and a 1-year-old.
Yeah, you guys do, man. I appreciate it. I feel like your dumbness has helped me.
Thanks so much. That.
Thanks again, man. Appreciate
it. All right, take care.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
We all know Kit Kat bars taste delicious, but what about how they sound? It's not just a catchy jingle. It's the satisfying crack of breaking off a piece of Kit Kat, followed by a crisp crunch. Oh, we forgot one other sound that accompanies Kit Kat bars, too. It's... Or maybe it's more like... Mm-mm. Altogether, Kit Kat bars are music to our ears and yummy flavors to our mouths. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat.
This Black Music Month, State Farm wants to take a moment to appreciate all the ways Black music brings everyone together. From the Saturday morning soundtrack that gets the whole family cleaning the house... to the beats at the block parties that bring the whole community together. Celebrate the impact of Black music this month and beyond with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Cam, mind sending me over our new Wi-Fi password?
Oh, sorry, Mitch, you can't be trusted.
What?
It's your phone. It's different than mine.
Cam! And I thought I was a judgy one.
No, it's just messages between different devices aren't encrypted.
Okay. Since when do you know about encryption?
I know what encryption is, and... it's because I'm the last line of defense against any would-be Wi-Fi thieves.
Cam, come on.
Okay, fine. I'll send it somewhere more private.
Thank you.
Safely send messages between different devices. On WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.